The capabilities were interesting in that, you know, we found out after the arrest that Condit was self-taught. Pretty much a surprise to us because of the fact that he had such a high success rate. Usually when we see, you know, a self-taught or a learning bomber, there's kind of a learning curve before they can get, you know, pretty effective and definitely deadly. But in this case, we had fatalities in both of his first two bombings, which is kind of uncommon. So this is kind of indicating to us that, you know, if he wasn't trained by somebody, he must have spent a lot of time practicing in order to get his devices to be that reliable and that deadly.
What kind of mindset do you think he was in?
According to the people who have listened to his statement that he left on his phone the night before he killed himself with his final bomb, he appears to have been a mentally disturbed individual. There were no indications, apparently, of any sort of a political, ideological, or hate-based motive for these crimes. So it really wasn't terrorism or a hate crime. It was more of a case of a mad bomber.
What does his ability to teach himself tell you against the backdrop of this growing repository of information that's out there to do that?
Well, certainly there is that growing repository of information on the internet. More and more, it's not just in written form. There are videos that you can go and watch on YouTube and other places on how to construct these devices.
Now, on the completely other end of that, here in Washington in the last few days, we've had a string of suspicious packages that were dropped off. A person has been arrested in Washington State, and authorities seem to suggest what you were saying about Condit in Austin, that this individual in Washington State may have been mentally disturbed. Is it likely that his activities were triggered by what happened in Texas?
It's possible. You know, certainly when we have an act of violence that gets as much publicity as the Austin bombings did, you know, it oftentimes does result in copycats, you know, people that, hey, I can do that. And, you know, I can also get the notoriety type thing. In this case, I am unsure, quite frankly, just due to the bomber's severe mental illness. You know, he's been of record with the police for many years now. I mean, just even the things that he has posted on the internet in the past show that he has, you know, some severe issues as far as, you know, rationality and being delusional. So it would almost be surprising to me if in this case it was, just because I don't think he was necessarily rational enough to connect the two things.
Then what do you think might have driven him to do this?
Well, I really think that when you view some of the things he had posted on the internet in the past, he clearly appears to be delusional, perhaps a schizoid. And he was believing, you know, that the government was doing this research that was impacting him and basically, you know, that it was the government and these agencies that were causing him or terrorists to be able to, you know, kind of lose control of his brain. In other words, you know, in the old days, people would blame witchcraft or whatever for this kind of stuff. But today it's, you know, it's technology or the government in charge of this sort of thing. And so it really appears that, you know, he had this delusional belief and he was acting out and lashing out in connection with that.
As we look at the broader population here in the States, a lot of people are very concerned about this kind of activity, in part because of what we were told after the so-called ISIS caliphate collapsed, that they would essentially melt into the fabric of the world. What in your mind is the difference between those people that are out there that may be potential ISIS sleepers and folks like Than and Condit, who may be mentally unstable, but still have the same propensity or capability to do something deadly?
It's been a lingering problem, and I really do see them as disconnected in some ways, but then also, as you say, connected because of the enablement that can come, you know, via the internet. But really, people need to, you know, in the world we live in today, it is a dangerous world. And in many ways, it always has been. You know, Hadrian built his wall for a reason. But in today's world, we definitely need to pay attention to what's going on around us. And certainly, as these two cases, recently have pointed out to us, people need to be very careful opening things, especially if it's a package that they're not expecting and from a sender that they don't recognize. This is just part and parcel of the world we live in.
Scott Stewart, Vice President of Tactical Intelligence at Stratfor. J.J. Green, WTOP News.